This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about. That's us. That's right.
Gotta love this American ride. All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Seth. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
So Virginia today had a rally, and those are people chanting Northam out. Really interesting to watch the coverage on this rally, and it's the Second Amendment rally.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't noticed, in Virginia, there is quite a push for some massive measures in gun control by the Democrats, who control all the branches of government in the state of Virginia. So they're... I don't know, thousands of people who were swarming around the, state capitol there, and they were calling for Governor Northam to be out. That's maybe extensive. But there's a lot of coverage on this, too. I just saw a CNN headline, and it said, Virginia pro-gun rally ends peacefully despite talks of extremism or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
So there is an implication that somehow or another this rally was something other than a pro-gun rally. And if you're paying attention to what's going on in Virginia, the efforts they're making right now to go after the Second Amendment, pretty extensive. So we're going to talk about that in the 2 o'clock hour. We're going to talk with Jack Posobiec, who is huge. He's on OAN, which you might be familiar with him on OAN. And he is a veteran. He's also very prominent on Twitter. He has 619,000 followers on Twitter.
My goodness.
And he was there at the rally. So we'll get the update from him at the rally, what he experienced, what kinds of headlines he's seeing that are maybe not correct that are out there in news reports. So we'll talk to him about that in the 2 o'clock hour. And we're trying to finagle Tony Colombo into coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to do it?
Hopefully. You know, Tony takes a minute to text back. So he's probably listening right now.
He's hosting the Dave Glover Show.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to do all the prep work for that.
He's got some stuff to do.
Man. Did you know that the SAG Awards were this weekend?
I saw that they were this weekend.
Did you see that they were this weekend before they happened or after they happened?
After they happened.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
The SAG Awards are kind of a big deal in that realm, that world or whatever. Here's what I know about the SAG Awards. Brad Pitt was looking at Jennifer Aniston in a longing and interesting way that has people like... BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed is a cat blog run by unhappy people in Brooklyn.
Among other gossip entertainment things, they're like, this is just giving me all the feels. And another one is like, this just did 2 months worth of therapy for our soul. And I'm like, why?
Disgusting.
Why? Do I want to see Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston get back together? I'm kind of interested in that. If it happens, high five.
Bravo.
Good for you.
I don't.
Never really liked the whole, what's her name? Maleficent. Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
Pitt. Angelina Jolie Pitt.
Yes. Maleficent. That's her.
It doesn't help that the characters that Angelina Jolie traditionally plays are is this a word? Vixenous?
Mm-hmm. Very sexy women.
Who are not always like the goody two-shoe, mm-hmm. if ever. And Jennifer Aniston is the premier girl next door. However, that's all I know about the SAG Awards. I think I saw something saying that Joaquin Phoenix won again.
Good for him. I saw
Wendy Williams said something about a cleft lip that he had, and she mm-hmm. apologized. Like, this is surface level stuff that I know about entertainment. Why am I telling you about this? Because that's how most of the world looks at politics.
Yep.
When you ask yourself, if you are in the nerddom that I am in and that Katie is in and that most of the people in the 97.1 family are in, we are interested in what is going on Capitol Hill. And before you say, well, our stuff is important, it is weirdly important to a whole different faction of people who would never tune in to daytime talk radio by a 35-year-old mother of three who wants to talk about conservative principles and why culture matters in discussion today. That's where I am. We're birds of a different feather. That's what we are. And that's okay. But it is not good to pretend that the other person doesn't exist. It's also not good to ignore how my surface level understanding, the SAG Awards happened this weekend. That's a movie thing, right? You know, like this is something Actors Guild, mm-hmm. the Screen Actors Guild. Yes. I don't know a lot about it. I know that it happened. I'm in touch enough to understand that. I also know that Jennifer Aniston's dress was a bit revealing.
Yes, it was. It's just like a typical thing. That is what she wore is exactly what I would expect Jennifer Aniston to wear.
Yeah, shocking. She's the girl next door, mm-hmm. and you can see her lady parts.
Yes. Yes.
She knows. She does. There's no way that, was it a Gabbana dress or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. But again, the point being, not that it wasn't important that it happened, or that what I think is important is what is quote unquote really important. Ask yourself what you know about the SAG Awards that happened, or the Golden Globes that just happened. What headlines do you know? Even if you don't want to know them, even if you had no intention to seek these headlines out and to consume the information about how long Brad Pitt paused to watch Jennifer Aniston give her Rachel speech. Like, I'm like, Rachel is Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston is Rachel. It's like Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel. Only completely not like that at all.
They are the same person.
It's the same person. Now. And everybody loved Rachel because everybody loved Jennifer Aniston. And everybody loves Jennifer Aniston because everybody loves Rachel. Everybody wanted Ross and Rachel to get back together. Mm-hmm. And Brad Pitt is Ross. So you have this weird thing like, yeah, I'd really like that to happen, but you don't really care. Some people really care. And they look at the news headlines that somehow sneak their way into their timelines and news feeds that say that Republicans refuse to let any witnesses in Senate impeachment trial. That's the total bit of what they know about the impeachment. They don't understand what is happening at the level you do, because they care as much about this as you care about the SAG Awards.
And they say, ugh, look at all the drama happening in politics.
Yes!
I can't handle
it. I can't even.
I can't even. It's true.
And then you throw in the mix of it, you light a match, toss it in the bin and walk away. And that match is called Donald Trump. And all he does is tweet and make headlines and say bombastic things to make sure that the people who hate him, he's always living in a nice penthouse apartment rent-free inside their heads. And he gets in the news. He spins the media PR wheel like nobody has ever spun it before. And if you haven't realized it yet, all politics is a masterclass in PR. You take somebody that nobody knows, that doesn't get to be on a silver screen anywhere, or in a Netflix series, or in a YouTube series. You take somebody that nobody knows, that has a past that can be explained. That's kind of the way it is these days.
Mm-hmm.
Not a clean past. You just have to have, you have to have enough personality paired with whatever your particular pass is to explain it to people in a way that they get, that they understand, and they're willing to say, yeah, it's not too terribly different than me. And then you push them out the door and you run the best PR campaign that you can muster. That's what politics is. Insert policies here, 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 and here. Add the R, add the D. If you really want to stir the pot, add a different letter to the end. A DS, a Democratic Socialist, and go with it. And see how good your PR machine is compared to the next person's. Because if you can get your name and your headline in front of the right group of people, you have to cut through. These people don't need to reach folks like you and me who listen to talk radio all day, who go home and turn on the news and source information and read different articles. We're there. We know. What they need to do is they need to take this impeachment trial that's going to start tomorrow. We will have live extended coverage beginning at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The Annie Fry Show will be covering and starting at 11, which is always great to listen to us about 2:40 when we start at 11.
Gets wacky.
We're like, we still need to say words.
Yes, we run out of words.
Yeah. I don't know that we're going to have that luxury of running out of words. We're going to cover it. We're going to cover anything else that happens that's newsworthy as well, but we will have those dramatic moments that you know are going to happen, and you're here for it. That's why you're here. But you have to also remember that while you are up to your eyeballs in coverage of this impeachment trial, you have to also remember that there are people scouring the internet for the latest tweet about what Brad said to Jennifer. And what Jennifer did after she saw the internet viral video of Brad Pitt pausing backstage. That is what is important to many people. And those people vote sometimes. But they might.
They might.
They might if persuaded enough to be motivated enough by whatever is taking place out there, they just might go vote. And their votes in this country matter as much as yours does. So the level of information that you have versus the level of information that they have does not matter when you go qualify to check a box for Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or Amy Klobuchar or Pete Buttigieg or Joe Biden. It doesn't matter. A vote's a vote. So as we go into the coverage here in starting tomorrow right here on 97.1 at 11 a.m., you're going to want to be with us. We'll also pull up the Facebook Live so you can follow along and comment along with us there. As you go through this and you're talking about it with people and it's going to come up in conversation, remember that you can be a headline for other people. And if you are a drumbeat of insulting the other side, it's not going to go well for you. There are people who are going to be watching this more than they've ever watched politics before on both sides of the aisle. And they are going to be seeing headlines popping up in their news feeds more than they've ever seen them pop up before.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to set the tone for the rest of 2020 about this president in a way that maybe they have not considered it before. I think Americans appreciate honesty. I think Americans are not nearly as stupid as the Democrats have relied on them to be. And the swampy Republicans have relied on them to be. The idea that you're going to trust the swamp, whether it's Democrat or Republican, either side, to just, I just trust them to do government the right way. They know what they're doing. Nah, I don't know if that's the world we live in anymore. We get to pay attention. We get to have a say. And we get to be sounding boards from our honest reaction that's not pilfered from some talking point punditry that exists, that you open up your brain, they pour in all the information, and you just regurgitate it. Pay close attention to what's happening in the next week, weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, potentially, with this impeachment trial. Pay really close attention to what's happening and be willing to talk to people about it. And listen to their perspective instead of telling them what they need to think. It will make a real difference because it's going to be hateful. It's going to get nasty. And I am going to try to be a place here on 97.1 where anybody can come to get the information. Anybody can feel welcome here, whether you can't wait for the president to be removed from office by the Senate in an impeachment inquiry, or if you're like me and you want this to get over and done with so we can get on the way of the people, both sides are welcome here. We're going to be able to have that conversation here. And it all starts tomorrow at 11 a.m. We're going to take a quick break. I want to get your reaction to what you expect to have happen here in the future starting tomorrow and going into this trial. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. What do you expect? We'll talk to you in just a minute.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Some songs are just so amazing.
And timeless.
Yes. Timeless. This is Sam Cooke, I think.
Yes.
Sam Cooke?
Mm-hmm.
Is there multiple versions of this? I'm excited we're going to have Jack Posobiec on the show here at 2:08, 2:10-ish. He was at the Virginia rally today, and I'm excited to see what he says about what he saw. Having a firsthand account of what's going on there is, to me, a very important thing. This is a video from somebody who was at this gun rally today who, first of all, they're protesting a lot of the anti-Second Amendment rights or, I guess, policies that the legislature is trying to enforce. Here's a county sheriff from Virginia.
If the bills go through as proposed, they will not be enforced. They're unconstitutional. We swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Virginia, and that's what we'll do.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
So, saying that they're not going to enforce the bills if they go through as enforced. And the thing that really irks me, especially on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, is that they're taking this rally and suggesting it's somehow a white supremacy rally.
Oh.
The real reason I'm out here is I do not support in any way, shape, or form Governor Northam's and the Democrats' gun control. What I also don't support is the fact that every news piece you've seen on this weekend, they've always brought up the issue of race as though it's nothing but white rednecks and hillbillies out here who care for the Second Amendment, when actually Black Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, Americans in general care about the Second Amendment. I work at a gun store part-time, and I can't tell you the number of customers I see of all races, all colors, all creeds who care about the Second Amendment and who just want to peaceably live their lives, enjoy their rights, and the Second Amendment. So that's why I'm out here. And big media, mainstream media, be damned. If you take a good look at me, you can see I'm a Black American, and all I'm out here for is to enjoy my Second Amendment rights.
Well said, dude.
Wow.
Well said.
Powerful.
That was Otis Redding. Not Sam Cooke. I picked those songs in a hurry. It frustrates me to see the way you can cover something. You can set the narrative from the beginning. The CNN headline after this was over was like, well, there was no rioting, like was very much so expected. Okay, maybe just report on what actually took place instead of what you thought was going to happen and you reported was potentially going to happen. And then your report is that what you misrepresented in your earlier reporting did not happen. And that becomes its own story about how it could have gone down, but it didn't.
And let's stop assuming that one type of person is the only type of person that believes in our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. Yeah.
Let's be the media and stop assuming that this is a white supremacist rally and only white supremacists are the people carrying guns. That's not happening.
And when you compare the coverage of something like this versus something like Antifa, which is, if you've been paying attention to the Project Veritas videos that existed that came out last week, the end of last week, where Antifa is alive and well, apparently, in the Bernie Sanders campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And the things they talk about that are going to come about in the event that Bernie Sanders doesn't get the nomination, it's not good, folks. It's not a good look. But we don't cover that because, I don't know, it's just disadvantageous to the people who are in charge of these stories?
I guess so, but it's very crazy to see these people mic'd up or not knowing that they're under surveillance and then saying what they honestly feel to, I mean, out in public, just saying honestly what their agenda is. It's terrifying.
It is. And it doesn't get any coverage. And you know, oh my gosh, can you imagine being in a place where somebody inside Trump's campaign said that there would be a revolution coming if Trump didn't get elected, and that, like, promising violence? This is what the Project Veritas video showed. They've shown how the Bernie Sanders campaign that bailed out somebody who got put in jail because there was drug possession. And like, oh, we got you. We bailed you out.
It's fine.
I don't believe that the association of Antifa with Bernie Sanders has to taint everybody who has ever had any relationship with the Bernie Sanders campaign, or even, for that fact, Bernie Sanders. There's no way that Bernie Sanders can, on a personal level, know everybody who's trying to get him elected president of the United States. That's not the way this works. It is a huge operation. You have to have layers of people that you trust to employ volunteers and employees that you can trust down the line. But let's also not pretend it doesn't exist on one side and highlight it as if Donald Trump handpicked somebody to be involved in his campaign or his presidency when it's down the line. There is a double standard. The double standard is what I think Americans hate the most, that hypocrisy that exists. And when you have one person be associated with a larger group of people who don't adopt that individual's extreme views of something as their own, but you only cover it as if that small group of individuals is a much larger part of what is going on here, it's agenda driven, and it's frustrating. I don't understand the whole value of the way that we are presenting this going forward, and I don't understand how we are going to continue down this path without offering ourselves some potential mutual destruction. It's not good for the country. It's going to continue to be not good for the country. Let's get to some phone calls here. 314-241-9797. You can talk about this or anything we've been discussing on the show. We'd welcome your opinions here. Daryl, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Annie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I live right here in St. Louis, and I just wanted to say I think this whole impeachment process that the Democrats are going through is just a result of them being angry over losing the 2016 election. Everybody knows that. Donald Trump didn't break any laws. They're just having a pissy fit. And the other thing I'd like to say real quickly is that these actors in Hollywood that take a political stance, either for Republican or Democrat, don't they know that half of the people that go watch their movies, you know, they've just put them, you know, they've wiped them out of their fan base?
Matt, you know, I think that they figure that they're doing, if you don't believe what they believe, I think they think they're doing you a service by telling you why you're wrong. That's, I think they truly believe that. That's what elitism is.
Yeah, I know, and Rush Limbaugh used to make the joke, you know, just I'll tell you what to think. And he was just kidding. But if they think they're going to tell us what to think, they're wrongly mistaken.
Yeah.
I can do my own thinking, you know.
For sure. Daryl, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Absolutely. You too. Rush Limbaugh. He's still on right now. Daryl's listening to us. Just saying.
Nice.
He's right. And that is something, as somebody who listened to Rush for a long time and would likely still listen to him, except for I'm here with you right now. And thank you for being here with me. The things that Rush does and that other conservatives have done since then is really parody what the left does in large part, and say, you know, let me tell you what to think. If you're somebody who listens to somebody like Rush because you disagree with him and you're sadistic, I don't know why you would do that, but people do. He's just working to get under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
He's trolling you. Trump does this every day, every single day.
It's a method.
Yes. He says things just for the sole purpose of trying to get under your skin.
Now, she's going home to mom where she will be in big trouble because I guarantee you that mom voted for Trump. And in 10 years from now, when I run yet again, she'll be voting for Trump, too.
In 10 years when I run again.
Everyone freaked out.
Does anybody who supports Trump, anybody, even a person, think that Donald Trump actually thinks he'll be running again in 10 years? No. Plus, he'll be like 85.
Mm-hmm. And why would he want to put himself through this again? After his 8 years, why would he want to do it again?
Why does he even want to do it now? I don't know. Because he really likes to win, and he's done a lot of it. A lot of winning on his part. David, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, how you doing today, Annie? Another great show, of course.
Thank you.
Hey, and like I said, we're doing great. My biggest question out of all this left-wing, white-wing thing, especially Antifa, why are they getting away with having masks on their face where if we go anywhere at all, have a mask on our face here out in the country, we're going to have the sheriff's department called on us, wherever like that. How do these rioters get away with being masked? I mean, they should be taking mask off or whatever face shields you got. You take it off or you'll be arrested. How come that doesn't happen?
David, that's a good question. I don't understand the entire premise of Antifa and how they haven't been labeled the kind of group that they actually are. Listen, make no mistake, folks. If you were a white supremacist and you were showing up at a pro-Second Amendment rally in Virginia, I want you to get exactly what you have coming. I am an advocate for the Second Amendment. I have my conceal and carry license. I can pack heat. I don't want to be associated with white supremacy because it's ignorant. Make no mistake about that. I don't, there's no like, okay, we're on the same side of the spectrum here, but they're in the far side. They're welcome here. That's not ever the case at all. White supremacy is the epitome of ignorance. It is blatant, utter ignorance. And if they show up because they want to appropriate something that is taking place and try to put themselves in conjunction with it, chances are they're doing it because they get press out of it. Even if they get arrested at it, even if they know they're going to show up, it's going to be over real quick and they're going to move out, they are going to get press out of it. That's why they do it. They're ignorant. They're stupid. And they need to be called as such. They have no place, at least in the confines of noon to three here, no acceptance with that whatsoever. Anybody who wants to look at somebody else, see something without learning something about them, and make a snap judgment on it, peace out. You're not welcome here. And if that is what took place today at the Virginia rally, if there were people who were removed from that, they don't get to take over the entire purpose of that rally, because that's not what that rally was about. And I would suggest that potentially Bernie Sanders having Antifa infiltrating his campaign would probably say the same thing. That he doesn't ascribe to that, that what Antifa is doing is ignorant and wrong, and he wouldn't want to be associated with it. Bad people try to attach themselves to good causes to get publicity and to get attention. That doesn't mean that they taint the whole good cause. We're going to talk with Jack Posobiec at 2:10 today. So stick around for that. He was at that Virginia rally. Can't wait to get his firsthand account of what is taking place there. And when we come back, we're going to speak with Women for Trump Advisory Board member Tana Gortz. Excuse me. That's exciting to talk to her. And she is going to talk to us about what we are looking at in Iowa. What's going to come out of Iowa? I think everybody's polling at like 15% equally, and I think 14% is considered non-viable. Maybe the Democratic Party is considered non-viable. That's the way it looks for me.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We'll speak with her in just a minute.
We're providing unprecedented support to ethanol, support like they've never had before. Yet the radical left in Washington wants to demolish these gains, and they frankly want to destroy your way of life. They are not for the farmer. They are not for our military. They are not for secure borders. They want open borders. They want sanctuary cities. Essentially, what they're saying is, we want crime. Now, they don't want crime, but that's what you get when you have open borders. And by the way, just so you know, the wall is being built at a very rapid pace. We're over 100 miles now.
President Trump speaking about some of his accomplishments and also what you might get if you are going to try to make a different choice in November of this year. I keep wanting to say 2020, but it's here. I guess it's just white knuckle all the way into November. And joining us now, excited to have our new guest on here, Tana Gertz, Women for Trump Advisory Board member, joins us. Tana, thank you so much for some time on a holiday.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. You're on the advisory board for Women for Trump. Today we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I know that there's a narrative out there that Republicanism in and of itself is for the white man, the middle-aged white man. I myself am 35. I'm a millennial, have three kids that are in school still, young, 10 and under. I think this president has done great things for me. And I think that the president has done great things for people of all walks of life. Serving as a member on the advisory board for Women for Trump, what is Donald Trump doing today and in this administration for people all over the country?
Oh, my gosh. That is such a that's such a loaded question, because so much. We don't have the 2 hours to go through his scoreboard and his records of the promises made and the promises kept. He's doing so much good for the American people. And that's what kills me and absolutely just disgusts me, that the left, the Democrats, will not give this president any credit for all the amazing things that he's doing for Americans. Forget about whether you like him as a human being or whether you're left, right, independent. I don't care. But as an American, how can you not want to give kudos to somebody who's brought over 7.5 million jobs to working Americans who are now out of poverty, not depending on food stamps? I mean, the list goes on and on. And he's fighting for you, for your kids, for me, for my kids, for every listener right now. He's fighting for us, and he didn't need to do this.
Well, let me ask you this, Tana, because I think people, I've had people say to me, like, you're a woman, Annie, you're a Christian. How can you support a man like this? You've met the president. You know him on a closer level than I certainly do, or I hope to someday. But I don't understand how people can see him only through the lens that the mainstream media wants him to, that they can't ever consider an alternative reality that might exist out there about who this president is. Who's he to you?
Well, exactly. And well, who is he to me? He gave me a chance 15 years ago. He cast a mother, myself, an entrepreneur, a working woman, on his show, The Apprentice. And from that experience in itself, after being on national TV for 18 weeks, learning from America's business icon, Donald Trump, he changed my life forever. I went from being an average professional speaker to being a sought-after professional speaker. He put more food on the table. He inspired my children to raise the bar. I have a daughter now who her bar is so high because she knows our president and she sees my love for him. But her bar is president's list at a college and a university studying STEM. I'm very proud of that. I'm proud that my children just don't like crawl underneath the bar because it's so low. No, no, no. He has a bar that is so high. Just look at his children. I know every single one of them, with the exception of Barron. He was too little when I met the family. Every single one of Donald Trump's children are poised, polished, professional, productive human beings walking the face of the earth doing amazing things. And I heard you say you're a parent. I am as well. If my children end up being drug-free, alcohol-free, not having any problems with the law, not getting into trouble, not getting arrested, not getting anyone pregnant out of wedlock. I'm telling you what, I'm going to pat myself on the shoulder and go, good job. That's Donald Trump's children.
Yeah. Let me ask you this about the Iowa caucus that's just right around the corner here, the alternatives to Donald Trump, what the Democratic Party has to offer up America. When you look at this president and everything he's accomplished, or all the things that they think he hasn't accomplished, you say, okay, well, what's the alternative? It's a Joe Biden, it's a Bernie Sanders, an Elizabeth Warren, a Pete Buttigieg, maybe an Amy Klobuchar. I'm not seeing anything there that's promising to continue on the economic success that Donald Trump has had so far, or expanding upon that success. What do you think the Democrats have to offer in alternative to Donald Trump?
They have nothing to offer. And I'm telling you what, I have been saying since Donald Trump came down that escalator, he was going to go for another four more years. I am telling everybody, any person that I come in contact with, they have to vote for Donald Trump, because the alternative is very scary. Say goodbye to the country as we know it. Say goodbye to your 401ks. Say goodbye to being able to choose your doctors and your health care. This United States of America, as we know it, under Donald Trump, a billionaire running this country, will not look the same. As you know, the Democratic debates were here in Iowa. I was there with 20 of Trump supporters. We actually had more enthusiasm, more passion, more energy being outside in Arctic weather, freezing cold weather with like negative wind chills, than all of the candidates up on stage in a warm room inside Drake University. So besides no stamina and them all being like a big yawn and y'all want to go to sleep, push that aside. I don't care about their stamina, because none of them could hold a candle to Donald Trump. And trust me, I know that, because I was on the campaign trail with them for the entire time of the election. And I have a ton of energy. And this man, he ran circles around us, and he did it with a smile on his face, and he didn't need caffeine, and he doesn't take drugs, and he doesn't drink alcohol. This man did it. So our country is going to look very different if we get a Democrat in office. It will be I'm terrified of what my children will have to experience if we don't get Donald Trump reelected.
We're speaking with Women for Trump advisory board member Tana Gertz. You can find her on Twitter at Hey Tana. Let me ask you this, because we see what the Democrats have to offer. Whether you feel as though there's a viable candidate on that side or not, the proposition of a Democratic socialist, a proud socialist, getting into the White House, it's kind of scary. So I think it's important that people don't take President Trump's reelection for granted. We've got a lot of people listening who support the president a whole lot. What is your advice of being around the president, being associated with the campaign, of what somebody listening right now in the middle of the country, what can they do to support actively Donald Trump and his reelection?
Great question, and thank you for asking. What they can do is make sure that they tell 10 friends that they need to go out and caucus. If there's a caucus state, if they live in a caucus state, go out and caucus for this man and make sure you vote for President Trump. You need to get 10 of your friends to do that. That's like your responsibility, your role, how you can help us. Here I am in Iowa, and a lot of people, I'm calling everybody that I know to remind them, go out and caucus. And they're like, hey, he's the president, we don't need to caucus for him. And I'm like, oh, whoa, 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 wrong. Yes, you do. I don't care that we don't have anybody else coming in. You need to go caucus, because you need to be ready to rock when it's election day. A lot of people, a lot of women, Annie, think that their voice doesn't matter because they're only one vote. And I'm trying to change that perception that your vote and your voice does matter. So the best thing anybody listening can do is drag every one of your family members, if they're of age to vote, drag all of your neighbors and your friends in your circle to make sure they go out and vote for Donald Trump. Nothing is guaranteed. Hey, I was here on boots on the ground when Ted Cruz came in and pulled his shenanigans and stole the Iowa caucus from Donald Trump, saying that Dr. Ben Carson was getting out of the race when Dr. Ben Carson never said that. So I've seen shenanigans happen firsthand. We saw, and we still see to this day, the power of the Hillary Clinton machine. I don't put anything past the Democrats. I don't put anything past voter fraud. I don't put anything past what they're willing to do to take this president out. So our army needs to get stronger by the day, by the thousands, to ensure another four more years of this president, or we can say goodbye to this country as we know it.
Tana Gertz, great to have you on the show today. I encourage people to check out Women for Trump and follow Tana on Twitter at Hey Tana. Thank you so much for the time today. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to speak with you as well.
Absolutely. We will be back in just a minute with some phone calls, including a guest. Jack Posobiec is going to join us. Huge Twitter following also on OAN, and he was at the Virginia rally today. And Tony Colombo is going to join us in studio also. Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show for the live stream. Back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.